Jalananda San Maharaj was singing a beautiful Punjabi song. Of course, I don't know the words right now. But the song had a very deep meaning. He was telling about how for the soul, entrapment or encagement in this material body itself is a great humiliation. He said, just like a lion is free to move about in the forest without any restriction. But such a lion may be captured by some zoo men and brought and put in a cage where he loses his freedom. Similarly, we also are supposed to be freely moving about in the spiritual world in the association of Krishna and his devotees. But when we come to the material world, we become entrapped in this cage of material body and we suffer. And even the song said that this material body is so painful, so fragile and so painful, he said. Even when I, in the song the man is saying, even when I lie down on a bed of flowers, even the flowers are pricking my body. Initially they give a little comfort. But after some time, the flowers, like the mogra, whatever, flowers also, they poke my body. I feel pain even from the flowers. Similarly, those things in this material world which make us feel that I get some pleasure in the beginning, eventually they start giving pain. And he goes on to say that he was telling, generally women, they dress themselves for a long time. Nicely. That is the nature. But he said, now even men have started spending a lot of time dressing themselves. He was telling when he was in West, he was waiting for someone. They asked him, why are you taking so much time? So he went and saw he was putting scent. And he was putting scent in the armpits and he was putting a lot of powder on his face and beating it. So he was telling how we decorate this body, but it is simply a dead body. It is a decoration of a dead body, which is simply a bag of flesh and bones, which will perish, which also acts as a cage for the soul. And by decorating the dead body, we increase our illusion that I am this body. So he said it is a great humiliation upon the soul to have this body itself. So to see that this body is a source of suffering, this body is temporary, this body will be burnt into a pile of ashes at the time of death. That is a sign of knowledge. That's a sign of wisdom. And to not know this fact and to be forgetful of this fact and an illusion, trying to increase the illusion by decorating this dead body is actually called avidya. So the chanting of the holy name is done in order to wake us up from this sleepy state. See, today Vrindavan Thakur's appearance, his mother was Narayani. So Vrindavan Thakur is also Veda Vyas, who wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. So his mother Narayani, when she was a small girl, she was so fortunate to get the Mahaprasada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Mahaprabhu would eat, he would feed the Mahaprasada to Narayani, small child. So by eating the Mahaprasada, she became awakened in Krishna consciousness, and she would call out the names of Krishna while crying tears of ecstatic love. And the names would spring from her tongue, and all the Vaishnavas saw with great amazement what kind of love erupted from the core of her heart. And the tears were springing from her eyes. So the same Narayana later on, she gave herself to the Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was certain about it. By reading this, devotees can arrest the next person. So, the holy names of Krishna can wake up the soul from being trapped in this dull matter. Material body is dull matter. It's dark, it's heavy, it is dull, it is stagnant, it is passive. But the spirit is bright, it is wakeful, it is ecstatic, it's not static. The soul is full of life. There's life in the soul. And the chanting of the holy name is actually supposed to bring us to that life, state of life, not state of lethargy and dullness and ignorance. So, actually chanting the holy name purifies the heart, cleanses the heart and awakens the Krishna consciousness, after which one gradually forgets the material body. You will see, if a devotee is advancing in spiritual life, gradually the material body goes to the background. There is not much importance given to the material body. Of course, you have to keep the body and soul together for performing devotional service. But the decorating the dead body concept goes off. So one doesn't want to decorate the dead body anymore. And one has to awaken. And gradually one lives on the platform of the soul. Prabhupada says this is called as acting on the Brahman platform. Jnani is no aham brahmasmi. But devotees act on the capacity of Brahman. And that activity will wake us up more and more. And the waking up process is best done by chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna.